Pat Burns joining us in the zone. And Pat, got a chance to talk to JT and stayed in touch with you to some degree. Tell me from your perspective, obviously there was a parting of the ways, and you know it's been a while since you guys have worked together. He said it was same old, which I know means you're being hard on him. What about for you? Anything new, or was it seemed like old times, like riding a bike?
Well, I didn't know what to expect, honestly. First and foremost, his health was the biggest concern that I had. And the guy spent more time in machines and MRIs and all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of people that really care about him and his family. And he just checked out perfect. And there's just absolutely no way we would have let him go, or I would have got involved with him and to continue his career unless I could sleep at night. That I have absolutely no problem. He's 100% ready to go. So he came back in. And first, I got to tell you, he walked through the door at 170 pounds. This guy, Ben Ferris, that Jermaine had a little maintenance program going with, has helped him out immensely. He is he's led by example. I know he was a hell of an athlete, and that certainly helped Jermaine. And then strong family support helped him over the 2 years to refocus on things that are important. And he showed up. I was pleasantly surprised at just how good he looked. Within a week, we started sparring. And it was just like we didn't lose a beat. I got a little smarter in my training skills. You know, I've always worked hard in trying to make myself a better coach. Jermaine has matured a whole heck of a lot. I had a lot of fun because I was able to do more teaching and less yelling. It's like we haven't missed a beat.
I know before camp started a while back, you put him through his paces. I know he came in for a couple days, and you got a chance to watch him work. Just what was your initial impression when you guys had first done that? And that was, I don't know how long ago, maybe a few months ago?
Yeah, that was a few months before he came into camp. He came in for a few days, and I worked him out and put him through some stuff. And I just wanted to look at his hand speed, his reaction, his athleticism, and all this stuff. And it was there. He was sharp as a tack. From that perspective, you can put all the machines you want on somebody, and you can look inside and from their head to their toes and tell me they're fine. But until you actually see it, and when you've been doing this as long as I have, you have an eye for it. And it's not just this. It's a baseball player that has been a shortstop his whole life, and now you've got to move him to first base or third base because he's lost a step, or a basketball player or a football player. It's just, you know, with athletes. And to be quite frank with you, Jermaine looks actually stronger and faster than he did a couple of years ago. He's a late developer physically. Mm-hmm. I think he still was a boy when he was 22. I don't think he really started hitting his manhood till he was probably 6 years old or so is when he really started to come into his own in terms of his strength. And now he's a full-blown man. He's right in his prime. And so I was extremely happy to see this. He's 33, but he's got a young man's body. And his reaction and his quickness is the speed is just it's blinding how fast he is.
Pat Burns joining us in the zone, and Jermaine Taylor and Pat will be working on Friday night as they take on Nick Lowe. And Jesse Nick Lowe, I guess most folks around here don't know much about him. I looked through his resume. He's got a nice record. I don't know that he's fought a whole lot of guys of note. What have you seen from the tape you've seen on this guy?
He's a very tough guy, but then again, Jermaine has always fought tough guys. Mm-hmm. You know, this is this guy's world title fight. A lot of these fighters are out there running their mouth, and they all want a piece of Jermaine. And they're going off based on what happened to him in his last couple of fights. And, you know, they all have a plan, and they study films, and they do all that stuff. And there's this amazing thing out there. It's called the jab that most of these guys haven't seen before. And we've worked real, real, real hard on Jermaine's jab. This kid's tough, but, you know, Jermaine's jab is back, and he kind of got away from it. And now that it's back, it's going to give this young guy a whole new perspective. What happens when you step up in caliber? Mm-hmm. He's a tough guy. It's a good test. It's the right guy for Jermaine for his first fight back. Anything can happen. You know, this guy can punch. He's strong. He's going to try to bully Jermaine. Anything can happen. It'll be a good test for Jermaine. But we've hit him pretty good with WD-40 all over his body and get him loose. And I think Jermaine will be just fine.
It's been a couple of years since he's been in the ring. How much can you simulate an actual fight night in sparring?
You can go right back from the very first fight he had to the last fight. I mean, the mental preparation is very important, and the physical preparation is very important. Sparring is sparring. You know, you can scrimmage all day long on the football field, and you can hit batting practice all day long, but until you get into the real deal, things heat up a little bit. The punches are a little stronger. The speed steps up a little bit. Everything's a little faster. But the good thing is that this is not new for Jermaine. There's not a whole heck of a lot you can throw at him that he hasn't already seen. Once Jermaine steps in the ring, this little switch goes off, and I'm able to sit back and watch. You know, sparring is sparring, and the fighting is a little bit different, but it works both ways. And I'm sure this kid has really been working really hard and sparring. But again, like I said, when you step up to, you know, the level that Jermaine has been at and where he wants to go back to, it's a whole different game. So,
Pat Burns joining us in the zone, and we know it's been a couple years since Jermaine's been in the ring. It's been 5 years since you guys have worked together, and a lot of people who haven't followed you closely or listened to us religiously might be wondering, well, what's Pat been doing the last 5 years? And I know you've stayed busy. Just talk a little about what you've been doing. I know you've worked with some other fighters.
Yeah, I've had an awful lot of fun, and first and foremost, with my family.
Yeah.
And running my gym, and then I got involved with the best athletes in the world, from all over the world. I had about 10 of the top fighters from every part of the country, from part of the world, from Russia to from Australia to Germany, and I was training all these guys in a WSB series where all these world champions and Olympians and former Olympians and medalists were competing, and I had a lot of fun doing that. I did not want to do it again when this opportunity came up. I had a lot of opportunities with other guys that I just turned down. I've been, besides the boxing, I'm still heavily involved in baseball. I know 5 years ago I talked about my little 5'7" baseball player, my son, and he's graduated now from high school, and he's now 6'2", 210 pounds, and like a rock, and he's playing baseball for Virginia Tech. He's a freshman. My daughter is an elite soccer player, being heavily recruited for soccer. She's driving me nuts. She's drop-dead gorgeous. She's took her SATs as a seventh grader, and she's just really bright, very smart for me, and I'm trying to keep the boys away. And so I've been real busy.
Clearly, for sure. You know, clearly Jermaine, you know, after 4 losses in 5 fights, he can do himself a lot of good by coming back and winning a couple of fights or winning a few fights. But do you believe in your heart that he could be a champion again?
I feel like I have unfinished business here, and I think Jermaine has that feeling. He held the belt it was too short a time. He didn't grasp the moment. And based on what I've seen in this training camp, there was absolutely no question, no doubt in my mind, that he will recapture the world championship. Now, saying that, he's back where he's supposed to be. He's at 160 pounds. That's the division he's supposed to be in. Not 168 pounds, where these guys would come down from 210 pounds, 215 pounds, down to 168, where he was the small man in the division. He will be the big man in the division. And you got Cesar Chavez out there, who's a world champion, and you got Martinez, that's the world champion. All these guys are 160-pounders. And those couple of guys that beat Jermaine, I would love the opportunity for Jermaine to fight them again. However, let them come down to Jermaine's weight class, to 160, and we'll see what happens the second time around. You know, there's absolutely no doubt that he's going to recapture the world title. All he has to do is do what he's been doing. When we get done with this bout, he's go back, hug and kiss his wife and his kids, and get back in that gym and see Ben and do his maintenance program. Stay focused until everything lined up for the next one, and then, yes, he will recapture it. But I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We got a tough guy that he has to beat Friday night on Showtime, and, you know, that's our focus. But, yes, he can recapture the world title. You know, Justin, it's not too often that a man gets a second chance in life and at big opportunities. Any athlete, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, these opportunities don't come along. A lot of times you have your moment of glory, and then you're one and done, and you're out. This is a great story. He's getting a second chance. God's been looking out for him. He's got a family that's stuck by him. His few handpicked close friends have stuck by him. And then he's got a number of fans that he lost that he'll recapture. Then there's those fans that are under because they're concerned about him, and I can reassure you that it's greatly appreciated because there's a lot of love out there for the kid. And but he's going to be just fine. And we would just nothing more than we would love to do than to be able to fight back in Little Rock for a big fight, big title fight.
Pat, I know there are a lot of people here that have a lot of, you know, fond feelings for you too, and I know, you know, most of us, including me, are very excited to see you back in his corner, and we're looking forward to Friday night. Wish you lots of luck, wish Jermaine lots of luck, and look forward to talking to you after the fight.
And listen, thank you guys so much. I miss Arkansas. I always loved it. I did get a chance to visit out there a couple times and really enjoyed it. My son wanted to play baseball for the Razorbacks. It didn't work out. He's at at Virginia Tech, and hopefully they'll get to play the Razorbacks and the regionals and super regionals and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, but I love Arkansas. And I love the people. I have a lot of people that I'm very close to, and I appreciate it. But remember, this is about Jermaine Taylor, and he is Arkansas's son. You got to take care of him. He's going to give you everything he has.
Pat, I appreciate you. Thank you. We'll catch up again soon.
You got it, Justin.